KFYO, it's 809 with Tom and Laura. Got a mouthful of
delicious popcorn.
Wow, let me tell you something.
Thanks, Jill.
You're welcome.
We have Jill Patterson in here with us with Iron Horse Literary Review at Tech.
Yes.
And they have a film festival coming up, and she brought us gourmet popcorn. This isn't just your regular popcorn.
This isn't go to the store and buy the gourmet. And we're going to get to this in just a minute and what's behind it. But anyway, Jill, tell us what the film festival is all about, when, where, why, and what's it cost, and what's happening while you're there.
Okay, it's our second annual year to do it, and we show some great video, little video essays, video poems made from artists around the country and some students on campus. We have a student award just to sort of celebrate this new form where they're combining text and visual so that, you know, in case all those people who really love their books are starting to switch over to Kindles, now you can get a little text, you can watch a little movie when you're reading something. So we just want to share that with people, raise some awareness about Iron Horse, and just have a great time.
That's awesome. Does it cost anything?
It does cost something. It's $10 for students, and it's $20 regular, except for when you come to the door. So buy your tickets online before Friday at 5 p.m., or it's a little bit more if you come at the door.
Okay, so if you just get online and Google Iron Horse Film Festival, it'll take you where you need to go.
IronHorseReview.com.
Okay, fantastic.
What films are going to be showing?
We're going to show some movies about Bigfoot hunters. We're going to show some movies about Seinfeld. We got some movies about the Holocaust. We got serious movies. Mm-hmm. We have movies about mothers. We have some movies about Holy Roller laying on a pan, healing people. One of our artists' father was one of those preachers. And so he's got this great essay about his father and his mother and what his childhood was like. So
interesting. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a wide variety of interests there.
Yeah, I hope so.
And so you just come and you spend the evening watching all these films.
Yes.
And you have delicious popcorn available.
We do.
Tell us about that.
We've got four flavors this year. We have our famous chicken habanero kettle corn, which is just kettle corn with chicken nuggets and some habanero sauce.
Okay, they didn't skimp on the nuggets, okay?
habanero sauce.
Well,
they got a little zip to it. I like it.
I'm dining sumptuously on this, but I was suspect, and I said, where did these chicken nuggets come from? Like, you know, where do you think they came from? Chick-fil-A.
Duh.
Yes,
so they're not skimping on the ingredients. Okay, so what else you got?
We got strawberry cheesecake, which is white cheddar.
And that's what I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
This is delicious.
Good, good. And we have nacho cheese that's going to have some jalapeno wheels from Wild Burger in it. And then we have our chunky monkey, which is peanut butter and banana and chocolate chips.
Now, that's an interesting combination.
You just had this, you just had this look on your face. You were stunned with disbelief.
Peanut butter. Popcorn,
chocolate.
Okay. Chocolate, and what?
And bananas.
Okay, now let me tell you something, Laura Mack. Here's the deal. Okay, this is why we're moving towards being a tier one research institution. This is why. Where's the money going?
There you go.
Because let me tell you something. I mean, this is not just. I know this chicken habanero kettle corn. You're sitting there thinking, that's weird. Let me tell you something. It may sound weird,
but it's good.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is strawberry, caramel, and
white cheddar popcorn.
White cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Now it's got big hunks of
wonderful
combination. Dried strawberries in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not believing it. Okay.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to try that peanut butter, banana, and chocolate
one. She's like, oh, more food?
Yeah.
You know, Laura has a saying, 5 seconds on the lips.
Forever on the hips.
Yes,
but
true.
You got to try new things, too, right?
Yes, yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
All right. Give us the day and the time again.
Saturday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:45.
And that's going to be at the
English and Philosophy Building, room 1001.
Okay, now, for people that are
how do you get there
unfamiliar
with
campus?
Okay, if you turn onto Flint off of 19th Street, turn onto Flint, turn right at the first light, which will be past the parking garage and right where the booth would normally be that they wouldn't let you on. And then you turn right in there, and the English building is the second building on the right.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, goody.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Iron Horse Film Fest over at Texas Tech Saturday. Hope to see you there. It's 8:14. Good morning.
Thank you.